Government says it recognizes vulnerable groups as critical aspects of the country's human resource base, with a view that disability is not inability. President John Mahama stated this when he launched the Braille version of the NDC's 2016 manifesto in Accra. This is the first in the history of the country. President Mahama also launched at the event an exercise to distribute tricycles to the physically challenged. Pascal Ndadevo reports.
3% of the country's population is physically challenged and about 40% is visually impaired. These startling statistics makes them quite a significant part of nation building. The loudest cry of these vulnerable groups has been about the lack of policies that gives them free access to public buildings and other facilities. The first pillar of both the 2012 and 2016 manifestos of the NDC has put in people first. Over the years, government has increased the District Assembly Common Fund by 50% to cater for the needs of the physically challenged. Government says it hopes to increase it further by 30%. 4,000 persons with disabilities have also been drafted into the youth employment program, and this will be increased to 6,000 from next year. President Mahama said government will not renege on its promise to make the vulnerable groups find their place in society.
A new draft Ghana accessibility standard has been developed to help make public facilities compliant for persons with disability. In addition to other vulnerable groups like the aged, prisoners and others, more than 10,000 persons with disability across the country have been registered for free to benefit from the NHIS. We have recently started testing and are introducing a new bus rapid transit system, Ayalolo. This new bus system operates buses that have accessibility ramps and has specially dedicated seats for persons with disability.
The NDC government is not only credited with coming out with a novel Braille manifesto, but also the first government to appoint a visually impaired to the high office of a minister of state. That is the Minister of Chieftaincy and Traditional Affairs, Dr. Henry Seydou Dana. Dr. Dana is a lawyer and aspiring member of parliament for Wa East. President Mahama once stated that Dr. Dana's disability will not have any bearing on his competence.
Dr. Seydou Dana, here with us, is a member of my cabinet, and he has been as effective and worked as efficiently as any other minister of state in my cabinet. I'm sending a signal to Parliament that they should start preparing to receive Dr. Dana, and they should start getting ready to be compliant. Other papers, Hansards and other parliamentary documents will have to be printed in Braille version as well.
Two visually impaired students from the Cropon School for the Blind read excerpts from the Braille manifesto in impeccable English.
As a social democratic party, we stand for the rights of the disabled to be included in every of our daily lives. Believe very strongly that their individual and collective talent must be harnessed for national development.
Offer special assistance for the education pupils and students with special needs, including but not limited to school for the blind, deaf, autism, and cerebral palsy. 6. Encourage the learning and sign language at various levels of the educational system.
The Ghana Blind Union received the first copy of the Braille Manifesto. Meanwhile, an exercise to distribute tricycles to physically challenged persons has been launched. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevu.